Now, the thing about Abby Ozzard is that when I heard about her through a review of a mainstream music magazine, not a review of a mainstream music magazine, I can give you reviews of those. Not really in-depth enough, nothing to really pull me in, lots of reviews, but nothing that makes me think, that's well written. There you go. So, that's not the magazines I write for, of course, that's totally different. These are magazines I don't write for, funnily enough. And when I saw the review of Abby Ozzard's, not Ozzy Abbard, that would be somebody else, Abby Ozzard's album, it was the title that pulled me in, because it's called Water-Based Lullabies. Now, I love that. I love the water-based part of it. The lullabies, I was a bit worried about, because quite a lot of people sound that kind of sleepy, just waking up, confessional, middle of the night, just woken up and want to tell you about a dream I had, cracked vocal, sparse backing, chart stuff. I don't want that. That's my worry about that. The water-based stuff was great. And Abby, who trained in Manchester and has become very popular very quickly, which is great. This album is two things. Let me explain. It's when you get things like Pisces, which is the first, or Pisces, of course, which is the first track. It's syrupy, it's FM, it's an 80s feel, which is on point at the moment, but it has a feel also of early Cardigans. First Band on the Moon type, which I love, before they became very corporate. It's such a sweet piece of work, and the easily joyous chorus in Candy Blue, fantastic. But then there are things like Grown, which has a kind of confessional vocal, a woozy backing vocal, just doubling it. It's got a kind of dusty piano. It opens up with but only with shyness and with a bit of trouble, as if to say, I'm having a lot of difficulty really doing this. It really conforms to quite a lot of the I am damaged kind of discourse in chart music at the moment. Now that I am damaged discourse might be actually correct, and it might be people finding a cathartic way through, and that's great. However, it might be I am damaged because it's a chart situation, and that's what you do to get plays. I'm not saying Abby Ozzard's doing that at all, but this really does sound like it conforms to that, and I'm not as interested in that, but a load of people will be, and they are obviously right. Fizzy is a bit of both. It's got an easy FM feel. It's a bit late 80s. It sounds a bit like late 80s Fleetwood Mac, to be honest. Quite a lot of the kind of music that tries to sound like this does, and I have no problem with that at all. I was around in those mid to late 80s. I wasn't a whippersnapper anymore by then, and I'm certainly not now, so I remember all that. And it's got a massive indie middle, though. It's a big load of music. It's sometimes a little bit of a mess, with that kind of lilting vocal on top. Sometimes there's a lot of music offered in kind of indie, chart indie, with no real way through it, but something laid on top of it, and I'm not a fan. I'm not. So I'm 50-50 with this album. But the 50% I like is a 90%, and the 50% I don't like is only a 45%. So that's not bad, is it? I was never very good at percentages. Ta-ta. Thank you.